Now the James Morning Money Watch, your best business briefing and broadcasting from the campus of James Investment Radio, a service of James Investment Research. Now here's Roy Hatfield.
We appreciate you joining us on Real Roots Radio on a rare Tuesday edition of the Money and Markets Flash Update from James Investment Research, advisors to the James Advantage Funds. Neil Kraft is joining us. Neil, how are you, sir?
Doing great. Hey, thanks for having me, Roy.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by. We go ahead and dive headfirst into what happened last week with the markets, and what are we looking for, especially when it comes to this week in releases?
Yeah, well, looking at the initial numbers, the Dow was down an even 1%, the S&P 500 up 32 basis points. The Russell 2000 was pretty much flat, only down 4 basis points, and the NASDAQ was the big winner, up 2.51% on the week. As I mentioned, the S&P was little changed on the week, although the NASDAQ, again, a big outperformer on the tech side. That was driven by some AI optimism. The week also saw some tailwinds from a near resolution around the debt ceiling, positive takeaways around earnings season, elevated buybacks and repurchases. There was also support for the soft landing scenario seen in economic data like initial jobless claims and better inflation signals from flash manufacturing and services PMI. Bank of America strategist Savita Subramanian raised her year-end S&P 500 target by 7.5%, all the way up to 4,300 this week, citing a continued earnings recovery and a rising share of above consensus earnings guidance. Bank of America also noted headwinds from FX turning into tailwinds, adding to other tailwinds from cost cutting, falling input prices, easing freight, and supply chain pressures. The debt ceiling has been a big topic of concern, and some of those fears were eased by the end of the week as negotiators neared a deal to raise the debt ceiling for 2 years. The deal is not yet finalized, and it's still unclear if Congress will be able to pass the bill before the June 1 X date, stated by Treasury Secretary Yellen. However, the Treasury may have bought itself some time after announcing on Thursday it would auction $119 billion of three-month and six-month bills this Tuesday. This week saw another big market repricing toward the Fed's higher-for-longer outlook amid some hawkish Fed speak and data that supported the soft landing narrative. St. Louis's Bullard said he expects two more hikes this year, while Fed Governor Waller said he doesn't support a pause until there is clear evidence inflation is moving back toward the 2% target. The median year-end Fed funds rate rose around 35 basis points this week.
Neil Kraft is our guest on the Money and Markets Flash Update from James Investor Search, advisors to the James Advantage Funds. And Neil, on this program, we wanted to talk about if you're out there looking to buy a home, what mortgage-related issues should you take into consideration before signing anything?
Yeah, so talking about some of those mortgage-related issues, you know, when folks go to buy a home, a lot of the narrative, as well as some initial concerns, can be about cash flow. How am I going to pull this off? What strings do I need to pull to make it work? But really want to be cognizant of some mortgage-related issues as you go through your decision-making process. And we'll start right after Memorial Day with, did you serve in the military? If so, you may be eligible for a VA home loan, which could offer some lower interest rates. Are you retired and you have no official earned income? You know, if so, lenders are going to be looking at your portfolio value and or your portfolio withdrawals to determine that eligibility. Pensions and Social Security will likely be taken into consideration as well. On that note, do you anticipate making any large purchases, opening new or additional credit cards, or closing existing credit cards in the months leading up to the purchase of this home? Definitely want to consult with your lender to ensure that does not impact your credit score or your loan application. Do you need help determining closing-related costs? There's a lot more to the bottom line than just what you see on the sticker if you're out there on Zillow. So appraisals, the loan origination fees, processing fees, points, even attorney fees. So being cognizant and aware of some of those additional costs, very important. Do you need assistance in determining how much of a down payment should be made? Comparing how different loan amounts impact your cash flow, obviously. And if you are applying for a conventional loan and put less than 20% down, well, you're going to be subject to that private mortgage insurance and ultimately be paying a little bit more in the long run. Now, for first-time home buyers, if you have a Roth IRA, if you have an IRA, contributions can be withdrawn without penalty at any time, and $10,000 of earnings can be removed for those first-time home purchases. On the traditional IRA, you will be penalty-free for the first-time home purchase up to $10,000. However, income tax will still apply on that. But for the younger folks out there looking to make that first home purchase, a great way to pull in some liquidity there as well.
Relationship manager Neil Kraft joins us on the Money and Markets Flash Update on Real Roots Radio. Neil, kind of in that same vein, talking about things to consider when purchasing a home, what are some of the tax issues and other things that we should be looking out for?
Yeah, so on that front, when it comes to tax planning, will property and state income taxes exceed $10,000? Just as a reminder, you will not be able to deduct any amount over $10,000 on those property and state income taxes. So something to be aware of and kind of put on your bulletin board of decision-making there. On that same note, will the mortgage debt exceed $750,000? If so, you will not be able to deduct the interest on the debt exceeding $750,000. As the home is titled or owned and looking at the overall estate, should the home be owned by one spouse or owned by a trust? Trusts can avoid probate, which may be especially important for properties that are located in a different state than residency. And some states will allow a transfer on death or TOD deed on the home. And then will this purchase require you to update your estate plan? Reviewing your estate every so many years, reviewing your beneficiaries every so many years is a great way to stay current and protect yourself from potential estate risks. So updating that plan as well. Is this a second home or is it a rental property? If considering how it should be titled or any potential liabilities and the possible use of an LLC, you want to make sure you understand what the purpose is and also how to take advantage of everything from a tax standpoint there. Will you need to review your home and auto policy? This is a common way that insurance carriers can bundle and ultimately provide you with some cost savings. So if you're considering purchasing a home, and this is an issue to consider to kind of help ultimately save some money as well. And then finally, is this home purchase a result of an employment change? If so, you may be eligible for some relocation assistance directly from your new employer. So that might impact either a down payment or what your monthly cash flow capabilities are.
Neil Kraft has been kind enough to join us for just a couple more minutes on the Money and Markets Flash Update. And Neil, before we go, a lot of things to consider. Where can James help in this process?
Yeah, well, give us a call. You can reach us at 937-426-7640 or on the web at www.jamesinvestment.com. Our goal is to provide our clients with peace of mind, not only about their investments, but on their journey to financial freedom, wherever they are on that journey. If you're a first-time home buyer or if you're looking for that second property to eventually retire in, how much should I be taking out of my investments or, versus the mortgage? That's a question that you can come to us and we can really crunch the numbers and help provide those answers on. What specific investments, what accounts should I be pulling money out of to make that down payment? We can assist in analyzing the benefits of, an adjustable rate mortgage or a shorter term mortgage, if that makes sense for you. And then again, as we mentioned, talking about should I put this home into an LLC, and we can provide rental income as well. That's where we're really diving into the tax planning side of things. James Investment can bring some peace of mind, collaborate with your outside professionals from your CPA to your attorney or even your realtor in this case. We can really help provide some value on that front.
Wherever you are in your financial journey, James can help you get to the next step from this one. Call him today to find out that expertise that they've been cultivating since 1972. It's 937-426-7640 or on the web, jamesinvestment.com. Neil Kraft, Relationship Manager with James. Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Roy. Take care.
The James Investment Money and Market Flash Update is presented by James Investment Radio, a service of James Investment Research. For more information, call toll-free 888-426-7640 or go to jamesinvestment.com.